I should throw this at you and sentence you as an adult. But since this is your first offense, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. I am sending you to reform school. You shall be placed in the custody of the juvenile facilities at Pridemore for a period of 3 years, or until such time as the parole board determines your release, whichever comes first.
Scared? Not anymore now that I know the worst is over. I wish I knew. I can't stand being locked up. I'm a runaway. Foster home, third time. How long are you going in for? Just tell I'm 18. And I can live where I want. You think it's any easier then?
Anything's easier than living with fosters.
Keep it quiet! This ain't no joyride, girls.
Right. Well, they call her a troublemaker. She gets all of the blame. You know they love to hold her, but they can't control her, cause she's too hard to tame. So young, so bad, so what? So young.
What's with the tower?
Used to be a water tower. Now it's the voice of God.
Huh?
You'll see.
Let's go.
So what? So young. So sad.
It had to be barbed wire and stone wall.
Don't kid yourself. Worst thing about this place is the human wall.
Here's the fresh meat.
Nice to see you back, Nikki. I see I should have kept your file active.
You can wipe your ass with my file, bitch.
All right, straight ahead of the infirmary, eyes front. No talking, single file. Order is the rule here. Strip down, showers to the left. Physical in 10 minutes.
Get undressed, ladies.
So young, so bad, so what? So young.
You're gonna be inspected inside and out, so get it clean!
Happy hunting, pig.
Be sure your name tag's on. Personal's in the basket. Move it on. Ragdoll too, honey. This ain't no kindergarten.
No, please. It's all I have.
Come on, hand it over. You're a big girl now.
Please, it was Joey's. I promised.
Please. No, please.
Please.
All right, all right. It gets past me, but I'm not the final word here. Closing the hamper. Be sure your name tags are on. Personal's in the basket. Move it on.
State your size. Small, medium, or large?
Small.
Small.
Don't worry about style. Same this year as last.
Small.
Medium.
Come on in. Sit down, Jennifer. Friends call you Jenny?
Yes, ma'am.
May I?
I guess so.
Good, I'd like that. I'm Dr. Norton, psychologist. I've been assigned here to work with the girls on the inside. Listen to your problems, help you cope. I know it's difficult being in here.
The judge said I might get parole. When would that be?
Well, you're here for 3 years, so you won't be eligible for at least 14 months, and a lot of that depends on your behavior and your attitude.
Yes.
Smoke?
Yes.
I see in your file that your father's your legal guardian. How's he feel about your being here?
He doesn't care. We don't like each other much.
Why not?
When my mom died, he said I could come live with him so I wouldn't have to live in a foster home.
And you didn't get along?
Well, he liked me a lot at first, when I was little.
What happened?
As I got older, I made him stop.
Stop?
Liking me so much.
You mean he molested you?
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't you ever tell anybody?
I was too scared. I just made sure he stayed away when I got older. I learned to handle myself, okay?
Not well enough. You're here. I think you're gonna do just fine, Jenny. You're new here, and so am I. I hope you and the other girls will come to me, tell me what it's like in here. I'll listen, and I'll work with you to make it as easy as I can. Got a deal?
It's a deal.
Hey, I told that Norn dame about us. She said we were okay.
If we bunk together, will you be my friend?
I already am.
Bunk's in. Here's a new shipment.
I thought I smelled fish. Welcome to our country club, ladies. This is the last stop on your tour. Home, you might call it. So, Nikki, I see that flip tongue of yours didn't get you so far on the outside. Outsmarted yourself again, didn't you? Who's your new friend?
Here's Kelly. She's with me. She's okay.
I'm sure she is. Too bad the two of you won't be bunking together. Take these three to number 17. These three, bunk here.
Doc Norton said we could bunk together. She said we was okay.
Norton don't make the rules. I do. You should know that by now, dear.
She ain't never been in here before. She needs me to help her make it.
Everyone's a first timer once. Get her out of here.
Okay, come on, girl.
Come on. Wanna go?
You know the routine. Oh.
Jennifer Williams, Lisa Stewart, and of course, Nikki. You may be numbers to all the rest, but not to me. You do things right, and we'll get along. I run a good tight dorm. Right, Nikki?
The only thing tight about you are your pants.
I'll remember that remark. I'm the head matron here. You answer to me on every count. My name's Edna, but some of the girls call me Eddie after they get to know me better. I like that. You might like it too after a while. I expect full cooperation. That doll, I gotta take it.
No.
We got rules.
Can't she keep it? It's real important to her.
Speaking out of turn, did you hear what I said about cooperation?
But the nurse said she could keep it.
Oh, I'm impressed. It'll be safe with me. You want to see it from time to time? You just ask me nicely. Now let's go to the dorm.
Lisa, Edna told you to take 17.
17's taken, fish bait.
Well, Edna just told her to take it.
Listen, sister.
Thanks, but I'm not your sister.
Okay, Jenny, I don't mind.
But you should mind. You heard what Edna said about the rules. How about if I just move your stuff to the upper?
How about if I move your ass across the floor?
Full dyke book for child molesting film at 11.
Let it rest, Jenny.
Let it rest, Jenny.
Your friend has the right idea.
My friend may be afraid of you, but I'm not.
Oh. I said lay off it, sister.
Time adjusting.
I was adjusting.
Don't you contradict me, you insolent bitch. Stirring the shit already, huh? What happened, Charlie?
She was throwing my personals around.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Girl ain't got much on the inside. What little she does have is personal. Right on. Messing with another girl's personals is against the rules. You just lost one privilege.
But she...
Speaking out of turn, There's another rule. Want to lose two privileges? Oh, yeah, babe. The name of the game, ladies, is control. Complete control.
Like I got over you, huh?
Everyone in your bunks? Oh, till dinner.
Hey, Charlie. Looks like the rookie's giving you the eye.
Don't cut nothing, don't. Look.
I don't know about that.
Give me the box lunch.
Don't bust your straps yet, Knox. You'll get yours in the end.
You lost one privilege. I decided it's dinner. Let's go. Get up.
Took on Charlie today. Ain't many fish that would fuck with Chuck.
I didn't know who I was messing with. Seems like Charlie and Edna have an understanding.
Yeah, Charlie's under an Edna standing. My name's Paula.
Nice to meet you.
This is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Here. Stay cool. You're okay. That's Claudia. Poor sucker.
What happened to her?
She flopped out last month.
Flopped out?
Yeah, but they caught her and flipped her back in, and now she got to do her time all over again.
You asshole.
You know, we got off to a bad start, but now that Edna evened the score, maybe we can start fresh. My name's Charlie.
I know who you are.
These here are my girls.
You call them girls?
Hey!
Still gonna play it cool, huh?
I'm not gonna play it all.
Listen, snob, you better learn real fast about life behind the iron here. Cause it's real important who you move with.
Right.
You know, things would be real easy for you if you and your friend would decide to fall in with me and my girls.
The proud crowd, huh? Thanks, I'll pick my own friends.
Might I remind you that your friend is the local scum sucker around here. And you're in the Dutch blow, you motherfucking dyke! Take that back, sis, if you ever want to talk again! You take that back if you ever want to wag that tongue of yours again!
Stop it! Let her alone!
Do it!
Stop it up!
Lights out!
This ain't subtle jet, white bread! Bet your ass it ain't.
Let's play the name game.
Charmin, Karen, Eldridge, Andrea, Stuart, Lisa,
Chambers, Charlie,
Williams, Jenna,
Adams,
Del
Nick,
Ray,
Jackson,
Marina,
Paula, Lawson, Mark, Claudia,
Harlan,
Terry,
Gabriel, Teddy, Klein,
Francis. Lights out! No talking. And remember, keep your fingers above the sheets. We only change them once a week.
Mother of salvation, shrine of holiness and mercy, I long to come before you in my misery, sick with corruption, in pain from the wounds of crimes, putrid with the sores of sin. I am so filthy and disgusting that I am afraid you will turn your back on me. Hear me, good lady, and I bless the soul of a sinner who is contrite. Amen.
Hey, watch it.
Morning will be here quicker than you think.
I could never sleep in a strange bed.
Don't think of it as strange. I decided I'm gonna think of this as summer camp. We'll be going home soon.
Hey, knock it off down there, you two. You want Mr. Ed back up here again?
Oh my God, it's Lisa.
Get yourself into it, goddammit.
She's so weak.
You can't.
Let me go.
Oh, right there, you're laying.
What are they doing to her?
Right!
Like you new girls are having some trouble getting adjusted. I know I have a beautiful voice, but I don't make these rules to hear myself talk. So far today, it's been two girls and two infractions, and that's too much. You'll all be written up and confined tomorrow if there's any more trouble from this group. Take care of your friend. She just had a little accident.
Oh,
Charlie's got your number. I wouldn't leave myself out in the open too much if I were you.
Thanks. Thanks for the bread last night.
Oh, my pleasure.
What are those marks?
I don't see no marks.
Those marks on those girls.
I said I don't see no marks. Neither do you.
Your friend Lisa still out?
Yeah. She's in the infirmary. We're up all night. You butthole sisters better wash your things real good. Because we don't want none of your crotch rot in our dorm.
Hey, shine it on. I want to see that hunky bitch get hers before I flop out of this place. It's coming. Baby, it's coming.
I see from your report you've listed all of Lisa's infractions, but you've made no attempt to indicate what might have provoked her behavior.
Troublemaker's a troublemaker. All these girls are here because they broke the rules. It's not my job to find out why. I'm here to see they don't break anymore.
I see. Well, perhaps I'd better speak to Lisa alone.
Suit yourself. I'm missing my breakfast anyway.
You don't like Edna, do you, Lisa? Do you know what don't make waves means? Lisa, all the girls have it hard on the inside. But you gotta go with the flow. Don't make waves. Don't push too hard, and your time will go much easier.
I can't breathe. When I'm locked up, I can't breathe. Please, you can help me. You can help me. I didn't want to come here. I only ran away. I didn't want to be here.
It doesn't have to be so frightening. We're all on the inside.
But you're not locked up. You can leave. I was always locked up. Me and Joey locked up in the dark. I'm gonna die if I stay here. Joey died.
You're not gonna die. Now, do you understand me? You're not going to die. Now, who's Joey? How did he die?
My brother. He died in the hot box. We were locked up.
The hot box? What is it, Lisa?
Old ice box in the garage. She always locked us in there when we were bad.
Who did this to you?
Foster mother. She always locked us in there when we were bad to punish us.
My God.
One time she locked us both in there. It was hot and it was crowded and there wasn't enough air. And Joey started to sweat and then he was choking it. I tried not to breathe. I tried not to breathe. I didn't want to take his air. And I started, I pounded on the door. I pounded on the door, but she didn't hear me.
It's not your fault, Lisa. You didn't have anything to do with his dying.
They took him away. They took all his things away. And I kept his bunny. Joey's gone, but I only kept his bunny. I needed it to sleep.
Is that why you left the dorm last night?
To get the bunny. It was in the drawer. It was locked up in. And it was dark, and I started to think about Joey, and I
side with her, I've had it.
You don't side with nobody, understand? Now you point her out to me and I'll straighten her out.
She's over there. Her name's Stella.
I remember the first time I stood by that fence. I thought of 100 ways I could get over.
Doesn't look too difficult.
I could get over it in one try.
Sure, we could all flop over. So what? You got no money, no clothes, nowhere to go. Less than a week, they flip you back in here and you gotta put up with even harder shit.
I mean, where are those lucky stiffs going?
Them? They got wet back work. Hard labor. You'll find out soon enough.
Stella's missing dinner on account of you. She told me to give you her milk.
What's the matter? Ain't you hungry?
Hold your spoons! On your feet!
Be seated.
Hold your tongues!
I'm here to address the commotion that took place in the machine shop this afternoon. As you know, the two wildcats are in their cages tonight. You're lucky you're not with them. Rules are rules. And anyone not adjusting to these rules is going to be a sorry young lady. In the words of St. Joan at the stake. I was about to quote St. Joan just before she fried.
Won't step in a line anymore, Sutter. I promise you that.
Or else.
Thank you.
They sure kept their promise about making it easy for us on the inside.
This isn't her fault.
Oh, don't kid yourself. She's one of them. On the inside, it's either them or us.
I don't think Norton even knows we're out here.
She knows we're out here, and she don't give a flying fuck.
I guess this means the end of my manicure.
Hey, where you think you're going?
I got some water.
You crazy girl? Get back in line. I didn't call break.
Please, I have to have some water.
He said don't.
I said get back in line.
What's going on here?
She says she needs a drink.
Get back to work. No drink till lunch. You all had your chance for a drink last night in mess hall, but you all thought you'd be cute. Now you're gonna pay for your shenanigans. You know the name of the game, girls.
All right, show's over. Back to work.
Huh? Hang in there, kid. It's only a few more minutes to lunch.
Get back, it's just the sun.
Put her in the back of the truck and get her some water. The rest of you, get back to work. I said, back to work or no meal.
Day it is, and I'm gonna fold.
Don't think about it. That's what they want. That's how they control it. Besides, I hate discussing business at lunch.
Hey, look at that. Come here.
Holy shit, it must be a while.
You're lucky to be on the outside.
Hey, you think we can keep it like a mascot?
Yeah, we can have a dorm pet.
We can have Edna on our asses, too.
We'll die out here if we don't feed it.
The last thing we need around the dorm is another pussy. Oh.
Ditch the cat. Here comes a guard.
I'd like to have him, Lisa. It's very cute, like a bunny.
It's such a good appetite.
I think I'll call him Bunny. Yeah. You think when that sucker grows up, it'll catch rats?
Yeah. Ain't nothing big enough to catch Edna's ass.
Ain't Edna's ass that'll catch it if they find out we got that animal in here.
Oh, come on. But they ain't gonna find out, are they, Charlie?
You know the rules. I'm sick of this hard labor shit.
But there's gonna be some hard shit come down on anybody that blows it about this kitten. Understand?
We'll see about that.
Yes, we will.
All right, line up. Calm down. Forget
about it,
Will.
Let it be.
All right, Let's play the name game.
Charmin, Karen,
Eldridge, Donna,
Andrea,
Stewart, Lisa,
Chandler, Charlie,
Williams, Jennifer,
Adams, Nikki,
Lawson, Claudia,
Harley, Terry.
All right. Lights out. No talking.
It's okay if I call him Joey instead of Bunny?
It's fine.
Women of Bridemoor, let us reflect on these profound words. Wretched little woman, you've grieved God very much. Arouse your mind, look inward upon your soul, and beg forgiveness for your undeserving wretchedness. Sinful whore, cleanse your sinful soul in the blood of the true Redeemer. Amen.
Beautiful.
Just
beautiful.
You've got 2 minutes.
My grievances, Warden Sutter, concern the medieval treatment of the girls at the hands of this woman. Lisa Stewart was brought to the infirmary today, suffering from heat exhaustion. Jennifer Williams told me she was refused water. Would you serve the girls for lunch?
I don't recall.
I'll tell you. Bread and water. A treatment that went out with whips and chains.
It was hot out there. Anything else would have perished.
Including the girls? My God, Warden, open your eyes! This woman is conducting a personal reign of terror at your institution. She is out of control.
She is control, and I am the power.
There's no making without breaking.
Miss Dawson, I am fully aware of the importance of discipline. What I am concerned about is your system of favoritism, specifically Charlie and her girls.
Just rewarding those who are making progress.
I would hardly call Charlie a model of reform. There's something going on between the two of you. I don't know what it is, but it's perverse.
Enough. You're wasting my time with your petty squabbles.
Oh, excuse me. I wouldn't want to waste your time. I'll just file my report to the commission and see what they have to say about all this.
I knew that one was going to be trouble.
Don't worry. That report will never pass my desk. I can spike that report. Make sure you take care of that Williams girl.
It's that time. I told you I wanted you to be one of my girls when you first came here. And you had to fall in with that asshole Jenny and her wimpy friends. Well, after this, everyone will know you're mine.
Hey, shut that cat up or we're all gonna get fried.
Finished.
Nikki, help!
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 again. Any of you. One more word, and your time's all doubled. I've had enough of you, you little slut. Seems like you can't get along with people too well. Well, I'll just have to put you where you won't bother anybody, and nobody will bother you, honey.
Tonight. Bet she'll be stir-bug.
These bastards have no soul.
Hey, look at that. Oh, I ain't leaving this place till I see that cunt get hers.
Cunt getting hers right now.
Yeah, the big jelly roll.
Please don't say jelly roll. I am so hungry.
Watch your ass, kid. Make him pay, that's what I say. For a good high cucumber, I'd give it away.
Please don't say cucumber.
How come that guy doesn't wear a uniform?
He ain't no guard. He hide help, honey.
Does he live in the grounds?
I don't think so. He leaves the cab every night after lights out.
What about the truck?
Takes it with him. Don't come back till 9 in the morning.
You on the Pridemore diet. Back to work. And any of the rest of you got any bright ideas about talking to Norton? Better think twice.
All right, move it. This ain't no company picnic.
No shit, Sherlock.
Not a word to anyone. Understand?
Yeah.
Jacob! Jacob! Up, damn it!
No. Oh, my stomach hurts too!
Oh.
Call the doctor. Get that stomach pump immediately.
Oh, my stomach.
I'm gonna dive right here.
Don't worry. You didn't eat no poison food.
Oh, no, Charlie. I really think I'm gonna toss my cookies.
It's a gag. I'm telling you, Jenny just flopped out.
You're shitting me.
Don't worry. She won't be going soon.
There's a motel nearby, don't you think?
Yeah, there's about a dozen out on the highway. Why?
I can make you feel real good in one of the motel beds.
I can make you feel real good right here.
Rather suddenly. It's their age. Could be menstrual.
You don't think it was the food, do you, Doctor?
Food's bad, Edna, but not that bad.
Come on, get the dress off. We ain't got much time.
I can't get back in the dorm. You'll take me with you.
You think I wouldn't?
Will you let me stay in the truck? Huh? Will you take me far?
Stay in the dorm.
Thank you.
go, girl.
Long night. Yeah, I had to make a deposit. It's all clear. I guess something for you in the back. End of the line, sister.
I think it's time for a little initiation. What do you think, girls?
I don't think so. Don't have that bitch here to protect you anymore, do you, Lisa?
You don't need no protection, do you, Lisa? We're not gonna hurt you too much. Maybe a little at first, and then you'll see how good it is being one of my girls. Being one of my girls is good. Gets you special favors and keeps the others away. Kind of like a special club. What's the matter? Don't you like it?
Yeah, what's the matter? Don't you like it?
I bet you wish I was a guy, don't you? Don't worry about that, though. You stay in here long enough and you won't even be thinking about guys anymore. Yeah, you kind of get out of the habit. I'm all the studs you need.
Yeah!
Where's Lisa?
Let it go, Nikki. It's too late.
Out of my way, Claudia.
Forget it, Nikki. Charlie wants this one real bad. Look, we got enough problems in this dorm. It ain't our fight no more.
God damn it, she's just a kid. She's helpless.
That's right. Now, maybe what she needs is what Charlie can give her. Some protection. Now we take on Charlie, we take on Edna.
No way.
Yeah, really.
Better have the key.
Welcome to the club.
Why is the condition of this girl so bad?
It ain't easy to make yourself pretty in the home.
Jenny, nobody even told me you were in until this morning. God, Jenny, you look terrible.
I'm fine. Thanks for the water.
You know, your time's been doubled. I can't believe it, Jenny. You want to tell me what's happened?
Isn't it there on my record?
Their version is, but I want to hear what you've got to say.
Nothing I say counts. What you got there in my file is all that matters. Everything's done by the book, right, Doc?
I'm gonna do something else by the book, Jenny. I'm filing a report to the Youth Authority Commission. Now, this could get serious. Sutter will obviously oppose my position. I want you to testify. Tell how you and the other girls are treated, how you've been abused here.
I'm no pigeon. Think I'm gonna stick my neck out in the block so you can hand Edna the axe?
Jenny, I'll protect you. I won't let anything happen to you. But I can't do it alone. I need positive evidence, some testimony, anything that'll help me present my case. Can't you see what I'm after, Jenny?
Listen, Doc, I know you mean well, but so far there's been a lot of talk and a lot of pain. The talk doesn't seem to change much, but the pain sure makes you think. I'll see you around.
Sure, it feels good to clean up after 2 weeks in that hole. How's it going for you, kid?
Well, I'm okay now.
You know, Nikki told me what happened. It wouldn't happen if I was here.
I know, thanks.
Hey, I heard number 11 had a flop out last night.
She got it worse than you.
2-cut wrists going over the fence. What difference does it make? She was a wanker. You're all wankers. This place was running smooth till you ungrades started messing things up. This place ain't never run smooth before no one but you, Charlie. I'm through taking the hard labor shit for you guys. And we're through taking shit from Etna so you can get your way around here, princess. Come on, let's beat the shit out of each other. Your time's already doubled. Let's see if we can get it tripled.
Take her out.
Come on.
She ain't worth getting busted over. You know, Edna won't take our side over hers. Come on.
All right, line up. Countdown. All right, let's play the name game.
Charmin, Karen, Eldridge, Andrea,
Stuart, Lisa,
Chambliss, Charlie,
William,
Jack, Becky,
Adams, Nick, Johnson, Paul, Lawson.
All right, have it your own way. If I don't have the name of every girl responsible for this by morning, you'll all pay. Just don't stand there. Bring me something to wipe my shoe. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh my God, Lisa. Lisa! Lisa, where?
Young lady, you're gonna pay for this!
Don't you dare move away from me!
Sucking up to Edna this time. And you, look at you. I thought you were gonna whip this place into shape. I should have known I'd had to do it myself. Your time is doubled.
So's your chin.
Tripled.
Who's dishing out the shit around here, Edna? You or Queen Mother?
Charlie, you're nothing but a stupid kid from Cleveland. Just the shit stain on the panties of life.
You should know you lick them every night.
No privileges till further notice, and clean up this dump.
Party's over, kid. Take her away.
I'll piss on your grave!
Two weeks in the hole wasn't enough, I see.
You fucking killer!
Killer? You wish I had killed you before I'm done. Get out of them clothes. Get them off now. Get those clothes off. Get them off! Now I know who was behind. I want to hear it from you. I want the name of every girl who took part in this tonight. And I want to hear you say it loud.
No! 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 No!
is going on here, Sutter.
What now?
I want answers and I want them fast.
Oh, there.
No, you won't, damn it. Now I'm away from this place for 3 days. One girl commits suicide, two are in solitary, and a third is unconscious in the infirmary, unable to tell me what's happening. Now I want answers.
I don't take to threats.
You'd better take to this one, Sutter, because when I file my report to the Youth Commission, you're gonna be answering to more than just threats.
Norton's history. I want her off the premises at once. Give me the commission.
Don't leave us now, Doc.
You were right. We need your help. Lisa's dead.
I know, dear.
And more of us are gonna go if you don't stay with it.
Oh, Jenny. It's just that I'm not sure what to do or how to do it anymore. The harder I try, the worse it gets for you and the others.
No, Doc, you can't give up. I was wrong and you were right. Tell me what to do.
I'll need you to testify.
Okay.
I'll need you and the others to tell your story to the outside. It'll be tough. They'll say you're lying, but I'll back you. I'll go to the DA, the press, whatever it takes, Jenny. We'll beat them right here.
Sorry, Dr. Norton. Orders.
I'm leaving.
Go get him, Doc.
Child abuse. That bitch hasn't heard the last of me yet.
She can't make it stick. We'll just say it's sour grapes over her being fired. The commission won't interfere here.
Bringing shocking accusations of torture and inhuman conditions at Pridemore Juvenile Facilities, Dr. Norton claims to have a chief witness willing to testify at the hearing. You've got 1 week. Clear?
Crystal clear.
In light of the sensational circumstances surrounding this case, I thought it best to keep this hearing informal and, of course, private. I have reviewed your report, Dr. Norton, and I must tell you that both the committee and myself find it rather shocking and somewhat hard to believe. Warden Sutter also informed us that you filed this report shortly after being dismissed of duty at Pridemore facilities. Is that correct?
I assure you, Your Honor, that I would not have made these accusations lightly. There are conditions and circumstances at Pridemore which demand immediate attention.
She just wants attention for herself, Your Honor.
I challenge Miss Dawson's remark, Your Honor. And if we might bring in my witness, she will enlighten you and the board members as to the seriousness of these accusations.
And that would be Miss Williams.
Yes, Your Honor.
Pardon me, Your Honor. Miss Williams is unable to testify.
What are you talking about? Where's Jenny? What's happened to her?
She's not well.
That is a lie. They are deliberately keeping the girl away from testifying to protect themselves.
Dr. Fisher examined the girl himself this morning and said she was just too sick to leave.
Dr. Fisher?
Yes, Your Honor, I examined the girl. She seemed a little weak, almost delirious.
Could be meningitis.
However, Your Honor, present are several girls from the same dorm. I'm sure you'll find them just as cooperative. Look, Your Honor, we both love a good debate, but dinner's getting cold. Let's wrap this up.
Bring in the girls, please.
Healthy girls all. Good evening, young ladies. Now, I want you to understand that this is just a simple meeting. No one is on trial, and no one is accused of anything. We simply want to ask you a few questions. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, Dr. Norton here has made some serious accusations concerning Matron Dawson and the punishment she uses to discipline the girls in your dorm. Have any of you ever been severely punished?
No, sir.
No, sir.
No one ever been beaten?
No, sir.
Any of you ever had meals taken away or a fire hose turned on you?
No, sir.
Stop it! Stop it, for God's sake! Can't you see they're scared? They're not gonna tell you anything. They're frightened. Frightened of her and of what you'll do if they talk. Tell them! Don't let her get away with this. Tell them. Don't be afraid.
Dr. Norton, you are out of order.
That. It's the riot alarm!
Oh my God.
Open fire!
We're going to that meeting. We're going to tell it like it is.
Yes! No one moves!
You can't kill us all.
No way!
Sooner or later, they're going to find out about the beatings and the tortures and the murders.
Yeah!
It's all over, Edna. We're going in.
Thank you.
get out of here. And I don't want to see that pretty mug of yours back here, understand?
You won't, I promise.
It's red.